Thank you. Next up, I would like to introduce Dean Wasserman. The list of Dean Wasserman's accomplishments, both at YU and before, are probably larger than most of the books that I've read. However, he has been a professor at Harvard, a chaired professor at USC, the dean of Cy Sims School of Business, aka the Harvard of Jewish Colleges, and has authored multiple best-selling books. He embodies the concept of Torah Umada, and I'm grateful for the privilege I've had working with him over the last year. Please welcome Dean Wasserman.
Hey, thank you, Alex. We will be showing a lot of Hakavod HaTov to you a little bit later in the program. In order to go and mark our occasion, I'm actually going to be doing a siyum. I'm going to be doing a siyum on Masechet Baba Basra. This one I really had to earn all 176 minus one dapim of it. I gained an appreciation, though, for a lot of its applicability as we were going through it. Let me just go and step back a second to go and set the table. On the wall in Belfer, where Cy Sims is located, there happens to be a picture of me on the wall from exactly 2 years ago almost, from the Cy Sims dinner. It was the night before I was starting as dean, and they asked me to come in early for it. A key piece of that is that I have a beard on. Happens to be because it was just before Lag BaOmer. And that's why I was caught in my Wasserman beard, and it's been immortalized for the last 2 years on the wall. Thank you to Alex and Adam and to Dean Strauss for scheduling our dinner for just after Lag BaOmer this year. However, there's also a very bittersweet side to it that we're going to be talking about a little bit now. So I went, shaved my beard, as my wife wanted me to do on Lag BaOmer. However, I realized soon after that that we all now have virtual beards given what happened this Lag BaOmer. The communal shiva that we are in, the way in which we are mourning for 45 of our own, but also one of our own who is very much a YU family, a son of a Cy Sims grad and a current Cy Sims grad student. And so very much I want to dedicate this siyum to the memory of Dani Morris, Alav HaShalom, to Nachman Daniel, Ben Aryeh Tzvi, Ver Miriam Ilana. And so we're going to dedicate that to him, and we'll also come back around at the end to why, in some ways, very appropriate this Masechta in the memory of Dani Alav HaShalom. I had also planned, and I still want to, have this also be in the schuz for a Refuah Shlema for a couple of our students and also a couple of parents of our students. I want to do it in the Refuah Shlema for the schuz for Aryeh Eitan ben Malchut Tziyona, and also for Yair Yosef ben Abashali Beiv, and on the parents' side also for Frima Bat Chaya and also Baruz Yitzchak ben Homayun. So please may it be as a chus for them for Refuah Shlema and also for memory in terms of Nachman Daniel Alav HaShalom. This morning at the siyum that they had for Torah studies in the Gluck Beis Medrash, I actually found out that I had jumped the gun by doing Baba Basra. It turns out that the students next year will be learning Baba Basra in their shirim. And so I should have gone and spread things out a little bit more so I could be doing it with them. Instead, look at this as a preview of what they will be going and doing. I'll give you a little bit of a taste of a couple of pieces of it and some of the things that are very applicable both to tonight and also to what they're going to be learning next year. The first of the pieces is the one that I will spend a little bit of the longest time on in the siyum. I'll also go and put our toes into a couple of other waters, but first one of them is from Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph asks a question that is, what are the two happiest days of the Jewish year? And you might be tempted to say graduation and Sims Award dinner. Or is anyone familiar with that Gemara or the companion one in Tanis? about what the two happiest days of the year are. Any of our masmidim, any of our women's-based medrash participants? Okay, the two happiest days of the year. One of them, we're not going to spend time on it, but Yom Kippur, being able to wipe the slate clean, and also when we got the second pair of galuchos. The other happiest day is something that isn't even on the calendars at the places that you're going to go and work. That is Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. Why is it one of the two happiest days of the year? Is what the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Aleph goes and deals with. On that daf, there are five suggestions of pretty momentous things that happened on that day. Harugei Beitar, that they finally got to be buried. The ending in Dor HaMidbar of them dying out each year. And because of that, Moshe being able to go and have communication with Hashem again. Major things, major events in the life of Bnei Yisrael. However, unfortunately, for some reason, those five were not good enough for Rabba and Rav Yosef, two of the biggest of our Gedolim. They had to go and propose something that is baffling at first. They said that on that day is when the wood would be finished chopping for the Atzei HaMaracha, the wood that we use to go and bring Korbanos. This is not the bringing of Korbanos. This is not the ultimate headline that we would think would be the happiest day of the year. It is going and finishing chopping wood. For some reason, the two of them felt that the prior five explanations weren't enough. What was so important about the finishing of the chopping of the wood for the Atzei HaMaracha? One of the key things that we find that is consistent across Shas, that is consistent across our Masorah, consistent across a lot of the parshas that we've seen recently, is the importance of what you've been doing here at Yeshiva University for the last few years. That is the excellence of preparation, the underappreciation of the building of a foundation. And what we are celebrating on Tu B'Av is our going and putting our all into being able to go and chop the wood that can then be used to go and do the mitzvahs. And the way in which we are going and celebrating tonight, those of you who went and poured your excellence, your hashtadlus, all of your effort into preparation, is what on Tu B'Av we are going and celebrating, and what is across all the Jewish year a height of the year that is hopefully a height of your college experience now as you reflect on how you have gone and used YU to be able to go and build that foundation. Rabbi Berman was talking about the mission within Sy Sims. The mission within Sy Sims is to go and prepare you to be Torah-grounded Yidden in the workplace and in the community. The things that Rabbi Berman echoed, that Steve Lippman echoed, and that Marcy Sims all echoed, is the consistent stream again across what all of you have been going and doing. You have to go and prepare for being able to have all of those dimensions of your contributing to the world, and by going and taking YU seriously, not rushing through it and being able to go and prepare with excellence, is how you have gone and embodied what Rabbi and Rav Yosef were highlighting about Tu B'Av. And so that's one way in which we can go and see an echo of what kinds of things we're going and celebrating tonight and what we are going and sending you off into the world with your having gone and done. Let me go and also give some other examples from recent things that we've gone in and seen. So Parsha Zemor, this past Shabbos, talks about Ushmartem mitzvotai vasitem otam. You have gone and kept my mitzvahs. Rashi says on that you have gone and prepared. Mishneh, you have gone and learned. That's what you've been doing here at YU. And then Vasitem Otam is the Maisa that goes and complements it. That's what a lot of you, are also going to be celebrating tonight, the Service and Character Awards, where you didn't wait until you graduated to go and do the Maisa, to go and contribute to the community, to go and help build bigger than yourselves. You've already done it here while you've been undergrads. And so that's another part of how we're going and celebrating the Mishnah and the Maisa that you've gone and done. So that's from this past week's Parsha. Last month, we had Parsha Shmini. Vayhi b'yom ha-shmini. Wait, it wasn't the eighth day. It was the first day of the Mishkan. What do Chazal tell us about why it's going and backing up to b'yom ha-shmini? Because the first day of the Mishkan would not have happened without those prior 7 days of preparation. The excellence of the preparation building to the launch of the Mishkan is what we are going and marking with the name of that parsha, Vayihi Yom HaShmini. We also are coming up now with Shavuos to the Aseres HaDibros. We've got all sorts of trivia we could go and ask about it. Let's see if anyone knows this one. How many psukim are there in the Aseres HaDibros? Okay, there are 13 psukim in the Aseres HaDibros. How many psukim are there when we are being told in Parshas Yisro about the preparation to receive the Aseres HaDibros? 26 psukim. Twice as many psukim to prepare for Matan Torah as what was the Matan Torah. Also Hashem's name, that Hashem is embedded. 26, Yudkei Vavkei. Hashem is going and saying, you are doing holy work during your preparation. So another one of those examples today, after the UTS Siyum, Rabbi Penner pointed out another one to me that blows away those ratios. 7 to 1, 2 to 1. He said, we're right now in the middle of Sfira. We are doing 49 days of preparation for Matan Torah, for the 1 to 2 days of that. And so other examples, how we are living the preparation, how you've been going and doing that, and now how hopefully the Maisa is going to be where you go and architect the world to be able to go and bring all of your talents, all of your values, all of your relationships that you've built here, to be able to go and impact the world as our next generation of Jewish leaders. One that I, now going and stepping back to the second to last of the Dapim in the Masechta, this is what I can't resist just mentioning briefly. This is for those of you who are going to be going and doing Baba Basra next year. Rabbi Yishmael says, HaRotzeh SheYachkim, someone who wants to become really good at analytics, Yasok B'dinei Mamonos, go and learn about monetary law. Go and do Baba Basra and the other Babas, and that's how you will become the best at being able to go and take anything in life, understand it better, be able to pull it apart, and be able to go and analyze it to a deeper level than he could have otherwise. Very interesting thing about what Rabbi Yishmael is also. Possibly the most famous of the machloksim that he was in the Gemara goes back to something that Rabbi Berman was talking about before. He had a machlokus, very timely also, in Brachos, in Daf Lamed Hei, with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, you should never leave the Beis Medrash. You should always be in the cave, learning full time. And who was the one who said no? You have to go and do Torah Umada. You have to go and take what you're learning and bring it to the world. That was Rabbi Yishmael, who we also echo every morning in davening at the end of Karbanos. Rabbi Yishmael Amer, and he gives us the principles to be able to do our analytics, to be able to go and pull apart what we know and be able to extend it by taking his 13 principles and doing it. And that's who here on the second, from the end of Baba Basra, is telling us how to go and be able to take our analytics and do it. So now, just heading into the end of the Masechta, this is one of the other things that we also see an echo of Nachman Daniel Alav HaShalom. If we take a look at the beginning of the Masechta, and we take a look at where we've gotten to at the end of it, the beginning of the Masechta talks about Shutvim Shiratsu Lasos Mechitza. Two partners in business who are not on good terms and they want to make a mechitza. They want to have a division. That's how the Masechta starts. The Masechta ends talking about an arev, a guarantor, someone who is helping his friend be able to get a loan that he needs to be able to go and live or to build his business. Arevus Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazer is what we have seen over the last 3 days. That's what we saw if you were watching for the 2 hours yesterday at the Lavaya. I saw a number today, 70,000 people, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, from Arba Kanfos Haaretz, watching together with the Achdus that brought us together and that Nachman Daniel Alav HaShalom made possible. And that is what we also see is how we go and crown Baba Basra as we go and end of taking fragmentation, building Arevus, being able to build the Achdus that hopefully now we'll be able to go and continue through the Shiva, through the Shloshim, and onwards through the rest of our lives as we keep him in mind. Let's go and keep the role model that he was
front and center for us as we also go and do all the other seums that bring to a close each of the eras for us. So now, just to go and end with this, let me actually go and highlight actually one other thing. When we finish something, what is the first word that we go and say? We say Hadron. What does Hadron mean? Hadron means we will return. It's not in the rearview mirror. We will come back to go and learn you again. This is one of the other things I would like to say to our graduates. Please do not put us in the rearview mirror. Come back. Remain part of the Sims family. Be able to keep giving back to our next generation. Be able to go and help build. I was just hearing, a wonderful story about one of our grads. Not to call Jason out by name, but Jason Brody. Jason was just responsible for plugging in someone who listened to him talking about being that Torah-grounded Yid in the workplace last month. He heard him go and talk about what he was doing at LinkedIn. And Jason now has made possible that person to start tomorrow, I think, in a job today. So we are marking today that he has gone and given back, he has Hadroned for another Sims grad. We also have a lot of our faculty here who give back to you. Some of them alumni who came back to go and be able to give back to you in the classroom. And so please also become Hadron for us as you go and keep returning to all the things that we need to be able to go and build this next generation, be able to infuse the values in them, and be able to go and create that Torah excellence in the workplace. So just to go and end here, we have Sak at the end, Behilchasa. We go and paskin about an arev, about someone who's helping a fellow Jew. Bishat ma'atan ma'os, when someone volunteers to become a guarantor for someone when the loan is being taken, lo ba'ikinyan, that is strong enough for us to go and sign them up to be an arev. We can go and say you don't have to do the full kinyan that you would usually have to go and do. Achar ma'atan ma'os, however, after the loan has been done, be stepping up to do it, ba'ikinyan, we need to go and have something a little bit more official. Arev de Beis Din, lo ba'i kinyan. An Arev who is doing it for Beis Din, he doesn't need to make a kinyan. De ba'ahi hana'a dehem en lay, that for the hana'a, the benefit that he is getting, with the satisfaction of knowing that Beis Din believes in him and trusts him, then he does not have to go and have that. Gemar umeshaved lay. He is going and stepping up to be able to go and solidify someone else's future by becoming the arev for them. Hadron alach get pashut salik alam asechet baba basra. Hadron alach masechet baba basra v'hadra chalan datan alach masechet baba basra v'data chalan v'lani yashimi nach masechet baba basra v'lani yashimi nan lo ba'ama hadein v'lo ba'ama da'ase. Hadron alach masechet baba basra v'hadra chalan datan alach masechet baba basra v'data chalan. But Nidashimi Nach Masechet Baba Basra, Lo Nishiminan, Loba Ama Hadein, Loba Ama Daase. Hadran Alach Masechet Baba Basra, Hadra Chalan, Datan Alach Masechet Baba Basra, Data Chalan, Lo Nidashimi Nach Masechet Baba Basra, Lo Nishiminan, Loba Ama Hadein, Loba Ama Daase. Here at Sumu Fanecha, Adonai Eloheinu Velohe Abatenu, Shetehe Torakha Menatenu Baalam Hazeh, Utehe Imanu Leolam Haba. Hanina bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nachman bar Papa, Achai bar Papa, Avamari bar Papa, Rafrim bar Papa, Rachish bar Papa, Surkar bar Papa, Ada bar Papa, Daru bar Papa. Ha'arevna, please make sweet in our mouths as we go and have learned and also will be Hadran with you. Ha'arevna Adonai Eloheinu et Yidrei Torecha b'finu u'befifiyot amcha beit Yisrael. Nia kulanu anachu b'tzeitzaeinu b'tzeitzaei tzeitzaeinu. It's a Tzei Amcha Beit Yisrael, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha V'lamdei Torotecha Lishma. Ve'evaitech Hachmeidim Mitzvotecha Ki Lelam Hili. Hili Bi Tamim Bechukecha Leman Lo Evosh. Leman Lo Eshkach Pikudecha Ki Vam Chiyitani. Baruch Ata Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha Amen, 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 Selah Va'ed. Before I talk about the Modim. Modim, thank you. Modim of Hakara Satov, another one of the themes that we'll have a little bit later on. One of the things we have at Thank Hashem is about being Ratzim, Labeis HaMikdash, Ratzim LeTfilah.
Another one of the striking things that Nachman Daniel Alav HaShalom, they talked about yesterday, davening at Hashgama, pre-bar mitzvah, begging to be able to go and say Pesukei Dezimra, being able to be in the Beis HaMidrash, having a detailed schedule of his learning, where he embodied a lot of the things we're going to say in this Modim paragraph here. Modim anachnu lefanecha, Adonai Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoteinu, she'samta chokeinu miyoshvei Beit HaMidrash, v'losamta chokeinu miyoshvei Kranot, she'anu mashkimim v'heim mashkimim, anu mashkimim l'divrei Torah, v'heim mashkimim l'divrei Batelim, anu amelim v'heim amelim, anu amelim v'kablim schar, v'heim amelim v'einu v'kablim schar, anu ratzim v'heim ratzim, anu ratzim l'chaye olam haba, v'heim ratzim l've'er shachat, she'ne'emar, v'ata Elohim toridim l've'er shachat, anshei damim u'mirma, v'yechetsu yameyim v'ani eftach bach. Yiretzon l'fanecha Adonai Elohai, k'shem she'azar tani l'sayim masechet Baba Basra, k'en tazreni l'achil masechtot usvarim acherim l'sayimam, l'ilmod ululameid, lishmor b'lasos, v'l'kayim et kol divrei Talmud Torah techa be'ava. V'zchut kol atanayim v'amoraim v'talmidei chachamim, v'amod li ulzari sh'lo tamush hatara mipi, v'mipi zari v'zera zari ad olam. V'hikayim bi v'lachav tanche otach, v'shoch b'cha tishmor alecha, v'hakitota hi tisikecha. Ki vir yirbu yamecha v'yosif v'lacha shnot chayim, orech yamim b'minach, v'smola osher v'chavod. Adonai oz le'amo yitain, Adonai yivarech et amo v'shalom. Nikadal v'ikadash shemei rabah. V'ma di hu ati b'itchadata, v'chaya metaya, v'asacha yadhon l'chaye oma, v'ibnei kartei Yerushalayim.